This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Willer, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Herbert, First Secretaries Marie Catherine Jolly, Lan Ross David Tritus, Adam James Chuipa and Paula Orangevilla have been also expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th of October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian charge of the affairs was summoned by Secretary East and ME this evening in New Delhi. He was informed that the baseless targeting of Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence and separatism against India. President Draupadi Murmu, who is in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, is a part of three-nation visit that had held bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmajid Tebboune today. India-Algeria delegation-level talks were also held on various issues ranging from international, political and economic. On the three-day of her visit tomorrow, President Draupadi Murmu will address the Siddi Abdella University and visit Roman ruins, among other engagements. On the second leg of her visit, President Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th of this month. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad tomorrow to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union ITU World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly WTSA 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. A total of 38 companies have applied for Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme for white goods comprising ACs and LED lights in the third round of application window, which remained open from 15th of July to 12th of this month. Ministry of Commerce and Industry, in a statement, said that major global and domestic companies committed investments worth 4,121 crore rupees. The applicants include 8 existing beneficiaries of the PLI scheme and 30 new applicants proposing to manufacture varieties of critical components of ACs and LED lights across India. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Assembly, has stressed on the need for an appropriate regulatory system in the field of technology and safeguarding data privacy of citizens. He said such pressing issues needed to be discussed in the IPU forum as well as in the National Parliament. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Assembly in Geneva on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium tonight to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan, and New Zealand scored 110 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistani team was bundled out for just 56 runs in an 11.4 overs. And with today's result, Indian team has crashed out of the tournament. India finished in third place in Group A with 4 points, having lost 2 matches against New Zealand and Pakistan. And that is the end of the news bulletin.